From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. There's been tremendous attention paid to the millions of dollars Americans have given to Haiti after the recent earthquake. But many in Haiti are saying the U.S. has something far more valuable, something that can help the country make money over the long run. Not charity, but customers. Many Haitian business people are saying to the U.S. government, clothes are our biggest export, so let us make money by selling more clothes to Americans. Adam Davidson and Hannah Jaffe Walt from NPR's Planet Money have the story.
Six Haitian business people, five men, one woman, flew to Las Vegas recently to, I don't think you can put this too grandly, to change the destiny of Haiti's economy.
They were there above all else to see one guy, and he showed up at their modest booth within the very first few hours.
So how many people do we have here from Haiti?
We are six different manufacturers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Kirk, U.S. Trade Representative. The only reason Haiti even has a textile industry right now is because of this guy, or at least because of his office.
Haiti gets to export clothes to the U.S. duty-free, a big advantage over, say, China. But Haiti right now wants more. The current deal, there's a quota. Haiti wants the quota lifted. They want to be able to sell as many clothes to the U.S. as possible. To them, it's simple. Lift the quota and we get out of poverty.
Things seem to be going really well for Haiti at the apparel show. Along with visiting the booth, Ron Kirk makes a big announcement asking every clothing store and brand in the U.S. to buy more from Haiti.
But then Ron Kirk moves on. It's a big world, and there are a lot of poor developing countries that want a piece of Ron Kirk. He stops in on the Africa Pavilion.
I'm from the West African Trade Hub. Ghana, Cameroon.
Now, we have a great program through U.S. Trade with the West African Trade Hub.
Then to the Middle East and the Egypt booths.
I know this guy.
Excellent. Huh? Thank you very much this for coming.
How are you been? And now I'm going. Yeah. And what, next month?
Where to?
To Cairo.
Is that right?
I'm going.
I asked Amr Wissa why he's so excited to meet Ron Kirk. He says that without a special trade deal with the U.S., one negotiated by Ron Kirk's predecessor, Egypt, like Haiti, wouldn't have an export apparel industry.
The U.S. really only gives out trade deals if it serves some purpose, some American purpose. Take Egypt.
President Clinton wanted to make peace between Israel and Arab nations, so he thought of this genius protocol to
genius.
Genius. I call it genius.
The genius thing there is that Israel and Arab nations only get this special deal if they work together.
Middle East diplomacy through polo shirts.
The deal is called QIZ, and Haiti wants its own version of what Egypt got.
Without the QIZ, Egypt now would have lost its share in the world textiles and ready-made garments industry.
Why?
Because China is a big giant. Vietnam, Bangladesh are offering very, very unbeatable prices. So Egypt now is duty-free to the U.S. if we have a component of Israeli item. So this gives us an advantage compared to the other big players.
Pakistan's apparel industry got a huge boost itself right after 9/11 when they got a sweet textile trade deal in exchange for helping us with the war on terror. Haiti can't offer the U.S. a solution to some major national security crisis, but what they do have right now is sympathy. Americans, of course, really care more than ever before about helping Haiti.
So the Haitians feel this is the moment, and they don't have a lot of time. And so the Las Vegas trade show, that's just the first part of the plan. Part two, and probably more important, is Congress.
This is important to know. I think we should clear it and send it today.
We're now across the country in a conference room in Washington, D.C. Lionel Delatour and Georges Sassine just flew in from Port-au-Prince. They're heads of the Haitian Apparel Industry Commission, and they're sitting around a table debating this point. Should we ask Congress for just a little lift in quotas, something modest and easy to get?
Or should Haiti go big and ask for a much looser quota, allowing five times as many clothes into the U.S. duty-free?
We cannot leave the room without making a decision.
I agree with it myself.
It takes a few more minutes, but they decide it is on. We are going big. Then they get in a cab.
We're going to the Senate office building.
George and Lionel have done so many trips like this to Washington, D.C. They knew before the earthquake that a Korean manufacturer is ready to open a huge factory employing 8,000 people or more if they can just get those quotas lifted.
Yeah, they've been working on lifting the quotas for years. But right now, after the earthquake, when they walk around Capitol Hill, people listen.
First guy we run into, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee.
Oh, yes, sir. Good to see you. We're hoping to get in there on the way back from Nicaragua and Honduras and Costa Rica and all that. We're devastated by what's happening. We hope you're doing all right.
We are, and you're going to make us be better.
Yeah.
You hear what we are working on.
Hey, good to see you, sir.
How are you, Senator?
Everything going all right?
Very well, sir. I ran into Senator Dodd yesterday, and I strongly urge that he should try to make a visit to Haiti.
We'll be down there soon, okay?
We want to thank you for your continued support.
Certainly, we're going to look at this afternoon. I better go vote, guys. Okay.
Walking around the Capitol, everyone's telling the Haitians we're eager to do anything we can to help Haiti. But it is very far from a sure thing that Haiti will get a new and better trade deal. Strange as it may seem, there are people who don't want it to happen.
Some textile manufacturers in North Carolina tell Congress if Haiti gets a bigger quota, it might end up hurting companies right here in the U.S.
There's actually a big battle going on in your closet. The Gap, Levi's, they want to make more clothes in Haiti. They want the quota lifted. Hanes, which already produces a lot of T-shirts in Haiti, maybe more than anyone, is arguing that now is not the time to lift the quota.
Lifting the quota could mean more competitors in Haiti.
It is strange walking around with these guys to realize that all these U.S. concerns, North Carolina factory owners fighting the Gap, Levi's up against Hanes, will determine the fate of the Haitian economy.
Yeah, it could be that a housing scandal in Upper Manhattan will do more to hurt the Haitians' cause than anything else.
Yeah, because of that scandal, Congressman Charlie Rangel, one of Haiti's greatest allies in Congress, is stepping down today from running the committee that decides on trade quotas.
It is likely that Congress will pass some sort of improved trade deal for Haiti sometime this month. Whether or not they'll go big, we still don't know. I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt.
And I'm Adam Davidson, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, committed to straightforward banking, including customer service with a real human being 24/7. Learn more at allybank.com.
This is NPR.